Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
That's how you start out the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour after you win a Stanley Cup final for the second season in a row. Will Get him, Smith. Will. I like pretty girls, 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 girls. He's like, you know what that needs? A little echo. Just give me a little echo after the girls. All right. Yeah, now you got a banger.
You got action.
Pretty girls, 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 girls. We got action, by the way. There's a ton of action. So let me try to get it all straight here. First of all, 5 o'clock hours, the Funky Buddha happy hour. Funky Buddha, and just a little heads up, if you hang out there, that cup last year, Stanley Cup, made an appearance at the Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. I think it may have been a month after they won it, but I know that cup made an appearance there. So just giving you a little forewarning. Now, Funky Buddha is turning 12. They have their big 12th birthday party in Oakland Park at the Tap Room this Saturday. Starts at noon. And that's a pretty good way to pregame for the parade the next day. Because the next day, the parade starts at noon. So you start your pregaming at noon at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. By the time the next noon rolls around the next day, you've got a callus built up.
You don't need any sleep. Just keep rolling, baby.
Party starts at noon Saturday, Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. They're going to have more than 50 beers on tap, draft beers on draft or on tap. Live music throughout the day. They're going to have lots of games. They have a special can release for Key Lime Pie beer. They've got VIP opportunities from noon till 3 where you can enjoy unlimited pours of rare and limited release beers. They have a commemorative tasting glass that you get to keep, endless hors d'oeuvres, and exclusive access and surprises for VIP guests. So Funky Buddha Saturday, that is going to be the place to be. And at some point, I am telling you, that cup is going to make its way to the Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. So there you go. You've got that. Second bit of news, obviously, the parade and the party is going to be Sunday, Fort Lauderdale Beach. And we'll have details on it throughout the week, and we will broadcast, not us, but the radio station. I know Solana will be out there broadcasting live Sunday starting at noon from the parade site. So we've got that going on. In addition to all that, Solana is out right now at Carolina Ale House in Weston. And if he's not there yet, it's 10 after 5. If he's not there yet, he would be there momentarily. But there's a Club World Cup watch party going on. A match that starts at 6. There's a match ending right now. But most importantly, Solana is going to have a pair of Inter Miami Club World Cup tickets for Monday to give away every half hour. So if you're interested in going to see Messi in the Club World Cup Monday at Hard Rock Stadium, you can win tickets starting, well, should be starting right around now if he's there, at the Carolina Ale House in Weston. And again, if Solana's not there yet, he'll be there momentarily. But he will have tickets to give away every half hour for Inter Miami and the Club World Cup on Monday night. That's a 9 p.m. Match start. And if you're interested in buying tickets for the Club World Cup, you just can't wait to win them because we've got a pair every day this week for a different match. But if you can't wait to win them and you want to buy tickets, go to FIFA.com/tickets. But again, Solana, Carolina Ale House in Weston. He is there tonight, and you will have a chance to win Club World Cup tickets. Now, we have done headlines, or our version of headlines, all day long. They're brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. The only thing we've been talking about all day is the Panthers. They are the only team right now that deserves to be talked about. We've had some fun today. Whoa. That's your headlines, man. Like, yeah, we'll get back to Marlins and Dolphins and Heat, and we'll be on KD watch, and you know, the summer is upon us. We'll talk Joey Chestnut going to the 4th of July hot dog eating contest. But right now, today, it's all about the Panthers. They won their second Stanley Cup in a row. This team is a juggernaut. And those are your headlines. And your weather is brought to you by Desmond and Dover.
I gave you 3 hours to figure it out. Now I'm going to give you the definition of dynasty.
All right.
A team or individual athlete that achieves sustainable dominance over an extended period, typically winning multiple championships. So what's your extended period?
Well, because I don't know.
Multiple championships, they have been achieved.
Right. But does two championships make a dynasty? I'm having a tough time deciding if the Heat were a dynasty. The Big Three era, those four seasons. I'm telling you, because when I think of dynasty, I think of the Celtics and the Lakers. The Bulls had six championships. Do you consider the Heat Big Three era a dynasty?
That's the question. It's 4 years in extended, sustained dominance over a sport. 4 years, that's a long time, but it's a totality of things.
I'm asking you, was the Heat a dynasty?
When I was looking this stuff up about the Panthers, you saw it all day. They were playing stuff. They were playing hockey in the 1800s. Like, I don't know if I can go back that far. Like, the Bill Russell time. Bill Russell's 916 years old. Do we go back there, or do we? Bill's not around anymore?
No. He died a while ago.
Is Kareem alive?
Kareem is alive, yes.
Okay, I might have mixed up my seven-footers. But we just, like, do, because The closest thing to that, what you're talking about with the Lakers and the Celtics and them back in the day, would be the Patriots, Bill Belichick Patriots winning six over, but that was six over 15. Like if we
do
take
you consider
the
Heat Big Three era a dynasty?
Yes, I do. Okay. They dominated sports. There were people that moved to South Florida and got jobs here because those three
I'm not arguing any of that. I'm just saying, do you consider it a dynasty? Is 4 years and two titles enough for you to consider it a dynasty?
Yes, I do. Was Boston's Big Three with KG and Paul them, was that a dynasty?
No.
Because they were good, they were talked about, but weren't.
I'm talking about dynasties. You're talking about the elite of the elite runs in the history of that particular sport. I don't know if the Panthers are that yet. I do believe it's fair to say we're in the midst of a dynasty, because I think they are. I don't see any signs of them slowing down. I think over the next, whatever, it's been 3 years. I mean, over the next, add another couple of years, will they have been to five Stanley Cup final? Will they have been to four? Like, yeah, probably. So, I mean, I don't have the problem saying that we're in the midst of what looks to be a dynasty. I'm just having a tough time actually calling them a dynasty right now.
It's the dynasties. I looked it up because we need reference points. The Patriots were Bill Belichick, 18-year run, six championships.
I mean, indisputable.
That's a the Chicago, the Bulls, 90 Bulls. Like you brought up the Jordan Bulls. That's a dynasty. The Joe Montana 49ers. That's a dynasty. The Dallas Cowboys, when they kept beating the damn Bills with Irving and Emmitt Smith and all, that's a dynasty. Is the Florida Panthers on that level? Those are the top. Are they?
He'd even mentioned in that for their four seasons.
They aren't. And I'm looking through the list. They brought up the 1970 Steelers and the 1950 Yankees.
By the way, there is some breaking news when it comes to organizations that have had a dynasty. The Los Angeles Lakers. The Buss family, who have owned the Lakers forever, the Buss family is entering an agreement to sell its majority stake in the Los Angeles Lakers. Would you like to guess for how much, Crowder?
What percentage stake?
just says the majority stake. I know the Buss family has been the majority owners of the Lakers for the longest.
The bees and the bees, somewhere in the bees.
$10 billion. The Buss family is entering an agreement to sell its majority stake for approximately $10 billion to Mark Walter, a businessman who's also the primary owner of the Dodgers. And we know the Dodgers have limitless money because this guy's got limitless money.
He's just throwing money.
So there's some breaking news. All right, let's.
I got a reference point in hockey. Now I looked it up earlier. I had to bring my little threads back up. I'm not going back to the Montreal Canadiens in 1950. It's too far back, and Jim Crow was still around, so I refuse to do that. But the New York Islanders, 79-83, they won four consecutive Stanley Cups, and the Oilers, 83-90, they won 5 in 7 years with Wayne Gretzky.
Absolutely. Absolutely dynasties. Four consecutive cups. I don't think there's a question. Four championships consecutively in any major sport, that's a dynasty right there. 5 in 7 years, dynasty. No question. 2 in 3 years.
A baby dynasty. a dynasty with a lowercase d in the front.
A dynastito.
Dynastito.
Dynastito. We've got a dynastito right now. All right, Solana's out of Carolina Ale House in Weston. Cheetah Pompano, there's action going on right now at Cheetah Pompano and Cheetah Palm Beach, okay? Right now, Cheetah Pompano is having a seductive geisha VIP party. That's today and tonight, right? The open bar starts 6 till 7. So less than an hour from now, Cheetah Pompano, open bar 6 till 7, and then again 10 till 11 p.m. Japanese buffet, 6 till 8 p.m., and gold VIP card giveaways tonight as well. Cheetah Palm Beach right now is having their sexy French maid day. And they've got Moet Imperial bottle specials. They've got a complimentary carving station from 6 till 7. So less than an hour from now at Cheetah Palm Beach. Oh, I see Solana's checking in from Carolina Ale House. Cheetah Palm Beach, Cheetah Pompano, it is going off right now and tonight. And you can get all the details at CheetahSOFL.com. That is the place to be. Every day is a great day at Cheetah Pompano Beach, today especially. Make sure you visit Cheetah Palm Beach as well, today especially as well. CheetahSOFL.com is the website. Before we go to break, Solana, you're at Carolina Ale House. How are things over there? You've got your Inter Miami tickets to give away.
Yes, sir, Hawk. We are about to do the first drawing in about 10 minutes. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I didn't realize you were doing a live endorsement, but I did persevere through traffic. I'm out here right now, Carolina Ale House in Weston, and we'll start doing ticket giveaways every 30 minutes, starting in 10 minutes.
All right, very good. So 5:30 is the first giveaway. You get out to Carolina Ale House. You'll be out there for a couple hours, I'm guessing?
Yeah, I'll be here. The Pachuca game starts now in about 40 minutes. I'll be here to the end of the game. So that'll be around 8:30.
About 8 o'clock, 8:30.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Carolina Ale House in Weston. Solana is out there. You can go out. You can win Inter Miami tickets for the Club World Cup. Those tickets are for Monday night, Inter Miami. That'll be a good match, and you get to hopefully see Leo Messi play a little football. All right, we'll take a break here.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
That is some cojones, boys. Wow!
Hawk and Crowder.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. I said it earlier. Funky Buddha's got their big 12th birthday party on Saturday. Oakland Park begins at noon. Panthers have a parade, begins Sunday, noon, Fort Lauderdale Beach.
Ooh.
5 + 5, you're a dime tonight. Put the math together. You start at noon on Saturday at Funky Buddha. You party all day at the Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. By the time Sunday at noon rolls around, you've built up a nice callus, and you go out there, you enjoy the sun, you sweat it all out. By the time the parade is over, everyone else is walking out of there. They're feeling dead tired. You're rejuvenated because you drank all day, partied all day on Saturday. You sweated out all the impurities on Sunday. Parade ends. You're ready to conquer the world.
Hawk, this is the UM Hawk right here. This is a,
I just made a plan.
That's a plan there.
I'll be able too old for it. At 55. Yeah, I'll be able to last 1 hour at Funky Buddha on Saturday. I'll be there from noon till one, and then I'll probably have to show up late to the parade because I'll still be sweating it out Sunday morning.
But you ain't gonna drink but a half. You're gonna drink a half a beer.
Things change as you get older. Fun today. We're gonna have fun all week long, and we'll get you ready for Sunday, the parade, and we'll broadcast live. The radio station will be live at the parade on Sunday, so you can listen to all the festivities right here on the radio station. What a fun day today has been. Solana is out at Carolina Ale House right now in Weston. So if you want to win tickets for the Club World Cup to see Inter Miami play Monday night, go out and see Solana right now, Carolina Ale House in Weston. He'll be there till about 8:30 tonight when the match that they're watching there ends. And he's giving away Inter Miami tickets every 30 minutes. So you have a pretty good chance to win some Club World Cup tickets if you join Solana out there right now, Carolina Ale House in Weston. Before we get out of here for the night, I talk about Atlantic Men's Clinic on this show all the time. I really am a believer. Summer is here. Vacations, barbecues, beach days, long nights with the people you love. I mean, this is the season where you want to feel alive. But if your energy's low or your drive is off, you could be suffering from low testosterone. Getting treated is the first step to feeling your best for all your summer activities. Atlantic Men's Clinic, they're the experts in treating low testosterone and other men's sexual health conditions. Low T can cause lots of problems. Low sex drive, bad sleep, unproductive workouts, decreased energy, brain fog. And when it's summer, you should feel your best. You should feel rested and sharp and full of energy. So if you're feeling like you're missing a gear, low testosterone might be to blame. If you're experiencing those symptoms, go to AtlanticMensClinic.com, take the low T quiz on their website, and then schedule a consult with Atlantic Men's Clinic. They do your lab work right there. They have your results within 30 minutes. Florida licensed medical provider will review your results with you and discuss your options. Atlantic Men's Clinic, they've got 7 locations now in South Florida, including their new office in Hollywood. So call them 877-455-7300, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. That is going to do it for us today on this celebratory Wednesday. Everybody, have a great and safe Wednesday night. Go Marlins. What the hell? Go Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. We will speak with you mañana.
Can a human be moot?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.